episode are we doing first? Which one is it?
Episode 14.
Okay, I totally knew that. Official, unofficial, official, unofficial, official, unofficial. It's definitely not official. Official, unofficial,
official, unofficial, official, unofficial. It's Jeff. Hello and welcome to the official unofficial New Girl podcast. I am your host, Al, and with me are my co-hosts, Erica. How are you doing, Erica?
I'm great. How are you?
Doing great. And down there is Ben at Please Be Excited. Ben, how's
What's
it going?
Up? I'm good, buddy. I'm feeling good. Not tired at all.
We're all at different time zones, but we all seem to be just as tired as each other.
We've all agreed that we need to get on Erica's level already, okay?
Yeah.
That's true. Today we're talking about episode 14 of season one. Bully, that's right. That's what it's called. Which aired February 21st, 2012. The episode is written by David Walpert and directed by Dan Ateas. We have a couple of returning guest stars here. We have Lizzie Kaplan returning as Julia. We have Rachel Harris returning as Tanya, the principal. And we have a very young Joey King doing the guest star thing for the week. For this episode, we'll do a quick recap. So Jess almost catches Schmidt walking Cece out and asks if he had a sexual guest, which is just one of my favorite lines ever. She then announces to Nick that Schmidt slept with the same girl two nights in a row, and she owes Nick $5 because he did. And they all want to meet her and see what she's like. Meanwhile, at school, Jess also finds out that a kid named Nathaniel is being bullied when he tells her about a coin slot game the kids have been playing with him.
So terrible.
She's like, you earned that money. I love that. And when he's like giving her the, just keep it. Nick also tries to figure out what a cactus that Julia sent him probably means for their relationship. And he thinks it's because she wants to break up with him. He believes it's a symbol of their relationship. And somehow he ends up breaking it. So breaking the pot and breaking the cactus altogether. Meanwhile, Cece and Schmidt keep hooking up in secret, and Jess at school, accompanied by Nathan on a Casio keyboard, because those are the best, uses music to teach the class a lesson about bullying, and then finds out that it's been posted online and she's the new target of the bully. Nick leaves 7 inebriated messages on Julia's voicemail. Jess finds out the person who posted the video is Brianna, the girl who's making a robot arm for the science fair, and then proceeds to break it after being confronted about her relationship status by Brianna. After visiting Julia, Nick finds out he was right about the cactus when she informs him she thinks they should break up. And at the science fair, Brianna's robot malfunctions, even after being repaired by Winston, and Jess then confesses to her crime. Tanya then pretends to be upset with Jess, but she is actually glad that she's now a kid hater, like her, like them, like everyone else. back in class, Jess talks to Brianna and tells her it's okay if she doesn't like her style, but Brianna is just going to have to deal with it and sings a duet with her in front of the whole class as punishment, if you will. After convincing her to go out with him in public, Schmidt finally gets the opportunity to tell the world how much he likes Cece, all while doing parkour in a diner full of old people. Nick, heartbroken by Julia, is crying in his room. Jess brings him a plant, says she knows he'll kill it because he's a plant killer, and she writes songs, and they're weirdos. And that's who they are, she says. They all sit down and watch Jesse's song with Brianna. that's been also posted online. And then that's the episode. What do we guys think, Ben?
I thought it was an okay episode. I thought there were some okay moments. I think overall for me, it was probably one of the weaker episodes, probably the least amount of character development for a while. I felt like the Julia and Nick stuff felt pretty rushed, especially at the end where she's just like, I'm breaking up with you. And that's kind of it. Like, yeah, all in all, I thought it was an okay episode and didn't really take too much away from it.
Yeah. Erica?
Yeah, there seemed to be a lot going on in this episode. It was funny. It had its moments. It was very busy. And again, like Ben said, I think it was one of the weaker. Yeah. Busy. There's just so much going on, and it's very fast paced. Again, it's kind of like the Christmas Eve episode where I feel like the 23rd, where they could have probably taken some of this and broken it into two episodes, just because there was so much going on with the main storyline of the bully. Then you had the Schmidt and Cece storyline. Then you had the Julia storyline. And what was even Winston doing in this episode? Like, it was just, there was a lot going on. I liked it. It was still funny, but as far as a lot of, you know, potential, I don't think it was there for me.
Yeah,
I kind of kept 2 minutes.
Yeah, like Julia was there and gone, and
I feel like that was just the problem. Maybe it was contractual stuff. Maybe was it around the time she was doing Masters of Sex? Maybe was that her?
It was her. I don't know if it was the same time.
But it's like they had her for 2 minutes, and that's all they had her for, and then that was it. So I don't know. I felt like they very rushed, and like said, Erica, very busy.
Yeah.
Well, as I was writing the recap, I was just like, I was struggling to make it concise, and I couldn't remember all of these. Like, I couldn't believe all of that stuff happened in that episode because it just seemed so rushed. And like going through scene by scene, it seems like a lot happened, but nothing really happened.
Yeah.
So poor old Winston, he kind of gets tossed aside a little bit too.
There's a lot of that.
That was, I think you said it perfectly. There was a lot that happened, but nothing really happened. I mean, the biggest part of this episode, I think, was Nick and Julia breaking up, and it really wasn't even the main storyline.
That was the least amount of time we spent with it those really characters. Like that storyline was the least explored, if you will. Mm-hmm. Okay, so let's start maybe with Nick's tips. I know I have my favorite. I have a bunch here. I have my favorite. As he's leaving one of the voicemail messages for Julia, he says, "You're the best around."
Yes. That's my first one here. That was fantastic.
I wasn't aware people just say that. Like,
do we think Nick's a big Karate Kid fan?
Oh, absolutely. Most certainly.
Absolutely.
What do you have, Erica?
Oh my gosh, I have so many lines just because there may not have been a lot of tips in this episode from him, but he had so many great lines in this episode. May not have been a strong overall episode for everyone, but Nick has some killer lines as far as, "I'm not an idiot. She's going to break up with me. Any idiot can take care of a cactus," as he just goes and drowns the thing in water. It's beautiful. A line that I really connected to, and I don't know why this line just hit me as it did, was, "If you put me in the desert, I'd grow some needles too."
Yes, I've got that too.
That line, I don't know what it is. It oh my gosh, it got me. Also, I really liked, FYI, I'm not high right now. I just thought it was hilarious just because it was pretty funny. And then after Julia dumps him, when he's talking to Winston, the whole part where he goes, "I'm going to the beach to watch the sun go down because I love sunsets. Did you know that about me?" And then just follows it up with, "Oh, Julia dumped me, so sad face." you can really tell that he's not handling this as well as he probably could, but, and then you have his great, great show at the science fair where he definitely should not be. He should be at the beach watching the sunset.
Definitely not high.
Definitely not high. Out of all the things that Nick said, these tips are good tips here. You know, the news only focuses on what goes wrong, never talks about what goes right. Evolution. I don't know why Evolution gets thrown in there, but I mean, the other parts, he really got good. And then why can't we just love each other? I agree with that. I had a lot of Nick lines this episode. Not a fantastic episode, but man, Nick just
break up Nick is the best. You're one of the best, you know, parts break of this up, episode.
Yeah, break up Nick is the best part of this episode, I think, for sure. So
do you have any that we missed, Ben?
I had all of those because, like I said, that was definitely the best part of the episode for me, other than something that we'll probably get to soon. but I also have, do you guys want to watch the piano later?
That was a good one.
Again, just that a great one for break up Nick. But that's pretty much all I had.
Okay, let's move on to Schmidt with the douche jar. I have a couple here, but let's start with you, Ben. What do you have for Schmidt?
You were like a canoe on my body, River.
Oh, God.
Yes. This is the first one. Yes. We've got Schmidtle and the damage is done, or damage done. And I've just got here, like you mentioned earlier, the return of parkour is all I've got here. So not something he says, but just great that the parkour is back, you know?
Most certainly.
And that's my list there. So, what have you got, Erica?
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so I have the whole line with the canoe. I was like, River, did you feel that? Did you feel me sweeping you along with the current of my body? And then his follow-up line of, like, you'd ever be seaworthy with those breasts. Because I don't even know. Also, after he takes a picture of his crotch and then does the red eye adjustment multiple times, yes. And Stacey calls him and he goes, oh, hey, Cecilia, did you get my junk mail? There's so many things I could say to that, but I'm just not going to because I don't know. I've got nothing.
I love that he did the red eye correction 3 times.
Red eye. Yeah, I'm just, what? But I think probably my favorite is, what am I, your sex dog? What if I have to go to the bathroom? Why don't you just give me a chew toy when Cece leaves him in the car? Yeah.
I'm surprised none of you guys have the cheese course.
So I just want to slowly peel the wax off your baby bells. But that whole, just, there was that, I could have clipped that whole like 2 minute segment of him talking cheese.
I'm just like, sharp aged cheddar, manchego, maybe some buttery Gruyere. It just goes on and on. It's cheesy to say the least.
You can say all those words. I'm not going to. Boom.
Boom. Check that in the jar.
Oh God, that is true. Okay, so what are we agreeing on as the douchiest one that goes in the jar? I'm like your black tar heroin. Just need that sweet taste in your veins.
That's pretty good.
That's a good one too.
I vote for the cheese course.
I'm going with the cheese monologue. Monologue, because it was so bad that I couldn't even say it. And I've got some notes for these next few episodes that I can't believe I'm gonna actually say. So cheese.
Not only that, just reading it out right now, I couldn't finish it. Like that's there's so much more. All right.
Are you talking about the notes for the episodes that we record week by week, Erica? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, exactly. Week by week, every week.
Exactly.
Ben, it's time for a special segment about Winston.
What's up, Winston?
Winston, this episode didn't have much, to be honest, just like Erica mentioned. The one I have here is, I think I speak for the whole human race when I say that people like her, talking about Brianna, should not be building robots. That's the one I like. Because he speaks the truth. What do you think, Erica? What do you have for Winston?
So I have two lines for Winston. One is being, who told you that? Did the cactus tell you that? Is this one of those fortune-telling cactuses? Because it was just hilarious. But also, yes, your daughter sucks. Okay, she is the demon seed, the spawn of Satan. And I do believe I speak for the entire human race when I say that people like her should not be building robots, because he is correct. That girl is evil.
100%. What about you, Ben?
So I also had those lines, but I also had "Damn Schmidt in our bed where we shave each other."
Yes, it was so good.
Which might be my favorite line. And then there's the dialogue between Jess and Winston. So, Jess, why do you care about a crescent moon, Winston? I don't know, but I'm going to live up there someday.
Yes,
we get some real wacky lines from Winston, and I love it. This is like you said last week, Al. This is where the show gets a little bit wackier, and I'm all here for that wacky stuff.
Yeah.
Maybe a couple of episodes of a hump that we have to get through in the next few, but we'll get there. We'll get there. Do you remember the name of the lover slash roommate that Winston
does the character for? I forgot to write it down. I wanted to put it down, and I totally forgot to write it down.
It's Theodore K. Mullins.
Yes, Theodore K. Mullins. That's right.
That's good.
Hilarious.
That was a good one. I forgot about that one. Good. I have it in there somewhere. I just totally forgot about it. Also, what about Jess? Do we have anything for Jess? I know I love this line where she says, "Oh my God, you slept with the same girl twice in a row. Was it a mistake? Was she wearing some kind of disguise?" And when she's referring to helping out a kid, she says, "I pulled a Gandhi, a real Gandhi." Just gold. What do you guys think?
Erica. I know Erica's got the line that I've got. So you go, Erica.
I do have quite a few from Jess, which I know you've already touched on. The, "Hey, Nick, Schmidt slept with the same girl twice in a row. I owe you $5, which is hysterical. You gonna three-peat this hoe? Who is this bitch? We want to meet her," which is just fantastic because we all know she's talking about Cece. She doesn't know she's talking about Cece, and it just makes it all that much better. So I love this line. It's my favorite. It was right after that as well. It is, "I just panicked and made a Hitler joke," which is, it's so awful. But I mean, it's just like, you know, that she, like, you know, they're all just like jabbing with each other. And then she just makes that joke and everyone stops. And she's like, just panicked and made a Hitler joke. It's gold from her.
Has that moment, but no one talks about that moment and explains exactly what happened in their head like Jess does.
Exactly. It's just something dumb that came out of her mouth, and she's like, I just wanted to be cool with you guys. Yeah,
exactly.
And then of course, "You're a plant killer, I write songs, we're weirdos," which is just the best line. It's fantastic.
Ben, what do you have?
I've got one left here. Here we go. So this was in relation to talking to Winston. "Winston, what if I'm busy?" Jess, and very sincere here, Jess laughs. "Thank you, Winston. I really needed that. It's been a really hard week." So sincere. It's so good.
So I love it. Now it's time for our segment called All American Hero, where we pick an MVP for this episode. And I want to start with you, Ben.
I really don't care this week. Honestly, do you know what I've got written down here? Is Penny Buttcrack Kid, because I think he's the MVP this week.
Oh my God.
It's either him or Nick, but that poor kid, he carried this episode, you know? Penny Buttcrack Kid, shout out to him.
That's a good weird one. I really have to admit, Ben. That is a good weird one.
Yeah.
I like that more than your Remy. Erica, who do you have?
More than Remy.
Because the kid was like a nice kid. Like, he was being bullied and he deserves to maybe be crowned MVP by the one and only Please Be Excited. Yeah. As opposed to Remy, who was just a shit character.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
So I picked Jess, actually.
I wish I had camera on. I'm doing something right now. You can't see it. You can't see what I'm doing.
I know exactly what you're doing, Ben.
But he's doing it as hard as he can.
I'm doing it so hard.
Eric, it's your MVP.
I'm both hands.
My MVP was Jess.
Love you, Al.
Love you too, Ben.
I am so here for this chaotic energy tonight. I picked Jess. I thought Jess was, I mean, she really went through the ringer this episode, and you know, I think she was really the only one, other than probably Penny Buttcrack Kid, who really had any kind of anything in this episode, and that is why I picked her.
Right, your one really constant throughout this whole thing, and it's the penny coin slot. Coin slot. How about coin slot? Yeah. Coin slot cash.
That sounds so wrong.
All right, so that coin slot kid is our MVP. What do we think of who's that guest now? What happens here?
Yes, I'm so ready for this. Hey, I'm so excited. I love crazy principal lady, and she has to go up here on this list.
Tanya is her name.
I know, okay. But she's crazy principal lady because she.
Oh, I agree.
Crazy.
Did she knock anyone down?
I think she's definitely above some of these folks here.
Let's not be hasty here.
I don't think she beats out. Because actually, I need to update this real quick. Sorry, let's update our list from last time.
Yeah, this is the one from last time. We still haven't decided. Let's do this. Let's place that. Let's place Tanya in there.
So let's place Tanya in here. So I think so. Cliff is not showing up on there currently. He's got to be updated whenever we update this here. So, I think that she definitely. I think the real question is, does she go above Cliff, the intern, or not?
I think so.
You think so? But I don't think she goes, I don't know if she goes above Glasses Kid. I think she goes above Cliff, though, for sure.
I agree with you, 100%.
So.
Not above Glasses Kid, but above Cliff, for sure.
What do you think, Ben? For sure.
I like Cliff better, but you know what? I'm okay with that. I wouldn't be too upset with that.
Here's the thing, Ben. Do you not remember Tanya coming back? And well, maybe that's not how we should be doing this then, actually. Maybe up until now. I don't know.
Yeah. She's good because she was in previous episodes and we didn't have her on here because she was pretty good in the episode, the 50. She was great in that episode. But the real question is, does Julia stay at number one after breaking Nick's heart?
Ben?
Oh,
Julia superfan.
You are Julia superfan.
I'm gonna maybe a week or two before we make any decisions around that.
Okay, we can leave her up there for now. I think she's going to get dethroned from spot number one sooner rather than later.
This is a real weak episode for her. Like I said, it just felt so rough.
It definitely is, but I definitely don't think she's going to stay up there forever. I think she could stay up there for today.
They should have just killed her off camera.
They should have just killed her off camera. Oh my gosh.
Now our podcast is what's the ranking?
Let's put them on there. There they are down there at the bottom.
There we go. Nice. Our great current job. Ranking.
I love our ranking so much.
Great.
Oh, God. Fantastic. I love it.
So number one, we've got Julia. Two, Genslinger. Number three, we've got Remy. Number four, Kid with Glasses or Glasses Kid. Number five, Crazy Principal Lady. Number six, Cliff, the little intern. Number seven, we've got Green Arrow's Tongue. And eight, Oliver.
Yep. Exactly. Very good. I'm happy with our list for today. That it can stay for today.
Excellent. Now it's time for our next segment.
Did you say excellent?
Yeah.
That's incredible. That's an incredible segment. Take that, I might not have been doing earlier. Okay.
Let's pretend that was all on purpose. Any news on Jake Watch since we're staying with that? I got to bring something Nick related in. I don't know.
Come on, Jake. Come on.
Come on, Jake.
We're at the point where we have to be.
Let Jake know. Tell him.
Hold a sign outside his house, you know, just let him know. Yeah.
Boombox like this.
Yeah. If you live in the vicinity of Jake Johnson's house, please just stand outside. Not for long, maybe 20 minutes.
Maybe get one of those stars of a map of the stars' homes and and do it that way.
Exactly.
Or are we not encouraging that?
No, I wouldn't.
Kitty! Kitty!
All right. Now it's time for... Hey, girl, what you doing? Ben, what are you up to?
Oh, I have some very exciting news for this segment. Okay. Oh, I found out last night that I can get coffee delivered now.
Nice. Isn't that the best?
Dude, and they do incredible, like, coconut milk, like, hot chocolates and mochas, and, oh, dude, it's the best. So that's what I'll be doing.
So that's what I'm doing.
Right after the show, we're ordering one.
Excellent. Okay.
Pour one out for Julia.
All right. So what are we rating this episode then?
It's not good.
I'm so sorry.
It's not, yeah.
Maybe a 4.
Oh, wow.
What is going on? Hold on one sec.
I like to think there's more cats that I was looking at right now.
Yeah, that's what happened.
Is that what's happening?
Jesus Christ. What is going on?
This is the best. This is great quality content. If you're watching on the podcast services, you should check out the YouTube. Are they pooping now? Is that what's happening?
What?
Are they pooping?
No, I couldn't hear anything because the cat passed by and hit something and just triggered loud music in my ear and I couldn't hear anything.
We need to leave it and start editing that out, okay? I think I'm gonna get a portion of these out of 10. This was not a great episode. The next stuff was funny, but it almost felt like a little bit too out of character compared to, like you talked about, there may or may not be episodes coming up in the next few weeks that we may or may not have prepped for that have a very different tone and actually probably are a little bit more fleshed out. This just felt rushed and weird.
True. But how do you know that, though? That's not until next week.
I'm just guessing, you know? Just guessing.
What did you give this one, Ben? I couldn't hear you over the crazy music that I might have to edit out if it makes it through to the recording so we don't get a copyright claim.
4 out of 10 Schmitties is what I'm going to give it.
4 out of 10. Okay. Yeah, I would go with a 5, but yeah, maybe even a 6, but it's not a great one. Erica, what do you think?
I gave it a 5 as well. It's funny. It's got its moments. I mean, like, but it's still... It's definitely not the best episode this season. It's not the worst episode either, but it's definitely not the best episode. So, 5.
Okay, fair enough. So, I'd say that's an average of 5.
Shout out to Coinslot Kid, though. You know?
Yeah, shout out to Coinslot Kid. He was good.
Are we going to put him in the ranking?
I mean, we can if you want. Where do you want to put him at?
He's definitely above Green Arrow's tongue.
He's definitely above Green Arrow's tongue.
He might make a return, too.
Yeah,
he's
I
in
think.
Jesus class.
Maybe. We'll Ooh. Put him above Green Arrow's tongue.
There we go. Are we happy with that?
All right.
Nice. And still above Oliver.
Everyone's above Oliver. I barely remember his name.
Benjamin. Doesn't even make it on the list. He sucks that much.
All right. So I think that about wraps things up for us.
I think so. There you go. For
this week's episode. Erica, where can people find our Patreon and what are the perks that are on there?
Hey, our Patreon is at patreon.com/officialunofficialpod. We have 3 tier levels now, so you can start out at $1 anyway, anywhere up to 10. Just some super easy, simple stuff, early access, Discord perks, things like that. So you should definitely go check it out. Support us so we can do more cool stuff with more cool people and things like that. So, but you can also find that link on our website, theoupod.com.
Nice. And Ben, where can people find us on podcast services?
So podcast services, you can get us at theoupod.com. That's going to take you to where you can go and find our podcast services. One thing that I'd like to say as well is we are kind of almost coming to the end of our season one review. We would love feedback. We're obviously deciding what we want to do next. So if you love the show, if you've got any feedback or something that you really want to see going forward, please let us know. Send feedback maybe to the RU Pod Twitter or to just maybe DM one of us just to go through and let us know. But any feedback's greatly appreciated. So if you do love the show, or you just have some feedback, just let us know.
All right. So that everything again is on voupod.com is where you can find all of that good stuff. And until then, keep it unofficial.